Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody, this is the day that the Lord has made. Why don't you put your hands together and give God some praises? He has given you another day.
Yeah.
some noise. Make the devil upset. Give some praises. Let the enemy know that you are here. And this is the day the Lord has given you to serve notice on every illegal activity in your life. Somebody just say hallelujah. Come on, you got to give them some praises every single day. You got to go into that place where the enemy can't go. So you start off with praises. When you wake up in the morning, open up your eyes and say, this is the day that the Lord has made. And begin to say hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. You know, the devil don't want you to say hallelujah. The devil don't want you to say hallelujah. I'm trying to tell you something. If you want your breakthrough, wake up in the morning and tell the Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah, for this is the day that the Lord has made. He's given you another day to captivate your dreams, to captivate the enemy's thoughts that come into your mind, to cast them down, to pull down every stronghold that acknowledges itself against the knowledge of God. I am trying to encourage you today to let you know, in order to walk in kingdom living, you have to start your day off with, this is the day that the Lord has made. Begin to see that the Lord has made this day today, and then after he made it, he give it to you. He literally hand you the gift of today. What are you going to do with the gift of today? We're not going to even talk about tomorrow. We're going to talk about right now. What are you going to do with the gift of today? Hallelujah. See, you create your day. You create the atmosphere. It's incumbent upon you to praise God. It's incumbent upon you to walk in peace. It is incumbent upon you to take the land. God said, prosper, be in good health, and let your soul prosper. Those are the things that he wants for us. He said, I wish above all things. I'm going to say it one more time. God said, I wish above all things that you would prosper. He wants our soul to prosper, and he wants us to be in good health. How do we get there? How do we get to the place where we're prospering in our spirit? We're prospering in our daily walk with Christ. How do we get there? I am so glad you asked. Start your day off with saying, this is the day that the Lord has made. And I, not him, not them, not they, I will be glad in it. So that means I'm going to forget about what happened yesterday. I'm going to forget about the things of the past, and I'm going to press toward the mark of the high calling of God. I want to welcome you to another broadcast of Kingdom Builders Development Institute. I want you to literally see that in the spirit. Kingdom Builders Development Institute, where we are sanctioned to push you into purpose. Amen. It is the call of God on this ministry to push you into purpose, to love on you, to correct you, and to grow with you as we go into the inner courts, into the holies of holies, until we go into that intimate place with God together, so that we can not only see, but we can hear what the Lord is saying. Amen. Well, we want to welcome you to the broadcast. We want to thank you for allowing God to be in your heart, in your spirit, and in your home, in your temple. Amen. Glory to God. I am just so excited and delighted that God chose me to use me. In spite of me, he chose me, and he showed me that this is the day that he has made, and he put me in the day. Now, what are you going to do? Amen. Glory to God. I just want you to get your Bibles out. This is something, because what the Lord is trying to do is he's trying to speak so that we can move toward the things of the kingdom. See, every single thing that's not like him, it will burn in the intimate place with God. So that's why we have to go to that intimate place with God. You know, you hear the song, I go to the rock. It's equivalent to going to the intimate place. So I'm excited because I understand as long as you go there and you stay there and you soak in his presence, you come out with the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. You come out with the joy of the Lord because he's your strength. And then you also come out and you can see the enemy before he moves because you're keen and you are sharp. And God will enable you to see some things and know some things. And it's all to protect you and what belongs to God. The kingdom shall not fall. The kingdom of God shall always live. The gates of hell shall not prevail against what God is trying to do in your life. He's trying to do some things. He's trying to change some things around. He's trying to get you in that place where he can use you. See, the world needs your love. The world needs your teaching. The world needs your gift. The world needs what you have. So we can't be selfish and we can't be scared and we can't be stingy. We need to give so we can receive souls into the kingdom. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to be talking about that secret place. Intimacy with God. That intimate place. See, it's a place that we can always run to. It's a place where it's safe. I want you to hear me. Sometimes we get on the phone to get sanctioned. Sometimes we have meetings to get sanctioned. But there's a place that's, I like to call it the intimate place. That, you know how when you want to find someone on the computer and when they're doing research and trying to find who sent that email, they go and search the IP address. Well, when you want to find God, you go to that IP address. That's that intimate place. That's my book. Now, don't you take it. But that intimate place with God, it is a place that's a secret place of the Most High. We're called to dwell of the Most High. See, the secret place keep us together. The secret place keep us strong. See, it's that secret place that keep us willing and obedient. And so we can eat the good of the land. It's that secret place. See, when you gaze upon his beauty, hallelujah, glory to God. When our heart is at home, in the midst of his presence, it's in that secret place that you find reassurance. It's the secret place that you're looking for that's already been made available. That secret place that brings you peace. That secret place that tells you to push. It's the secret place that the fire of God comes and it burns off everything that's not like him. See, it's that place where the enemy won't go. Hallelujah. It's when we mess up, we can run to the secret place. And I'm telling you, you know, one of my brothers say, I'll get you together. It's the place where God will get you together. Hallelujah. Well, I want to encourage you to get your Bibles and just get ready. Let's go in together. I'm telling you, when we come out, we'll be much stronger. We'll be better having read the Word of God. Amen, amen, amen. Let me just take you to 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. Glory to God. Because I'm trying to activate people into a place where when rocks and stones are thrown, they bounce off. That we're not, I like to say, and I guess it's safe for me to say, we're not little punks, but we're meek, but we're strong. Amen. You know, certain people, the enemy will throw a rock at because he know when he hit them, they're going to holler. But when he throw a rock at us, we know how to go to the rock. Amen. I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. Hallelujah. For the Bible says, no eyes have seen, no ears have heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. See, you go through this right now, but you can't imagine what God has prepared for us. Because I know you love him. See, when you love him, you keep his commandments. Father, we thank you for this time, God. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus to show yourself strong once again. Let your presence come. Let us just marinate in your presence. Let us be what you called us to be. Father, make a deposit so that we'll do mighty exploits in your name. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Listen, the soul of man, your soul, my soul, longs for fulfillment. You know, have you ever just sometime you just feel empty? You just feel like you missed it. You know, you feel like, you know, you got a little older and you done lost a lot of time. You done lost a lot of days. You done wasted a lot of your years. But God wants you to know that he's ready to restore you. He's ready to give you back everything that was stolen from the enemy. He's ready to take you to a place in him that you have never been. No, there's nothing new under the sun. But guess what? There's places you haven't been. And God is ready to take us there. So your soul is longing to be fulfilled. And many, even in churches, you know, try to fulfill the longing. And the churches, we try to fill it with activities, with meetings, seminars, just works. You know, we try to do works. But the truth is, our soul, my soul, your soul, it will not be satisfied until it has come into intimacy. Hallelujah. Intimacy with a living God. Because he's not dead. He's so alive. And he want to live. He want to live in you. See, this is what I'll say our reborn spirit already knows. See, God is calling us, and he's calling us now to intimacy. He's calling us to intimacy, both body, spirit, and our soul. So it's time, and one of my mentors would always say this, and I'm going to give her the accolades, but it's time to step out of that soul realm, hallelujah, into the spirit realm. Catherine Kluman, amen. She used to say this, there is more. Do you hear me? There's more. There's more to you. There's more to your life. There's more to your assignment. There's more. See, we're called, and maybe we didn't know this, but we're called to dwell in the secret place. Yes, we're called to dwell there. We're called to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, to gaze upon his beauty. And the Bible says to nestle into his heart. See, for our heart cannot be whole until it's in the midst of his heart. And when we're in the midst of his heart, guess what? That's in that intimate place. That IP address, let that be yours. Amen. And as I was reading the scripture, the Bible says, eyes, ears, and our mind can't contain all that God is. It is like trying to measure, I'll say, the volume of the Pacific Ocean with a teacup. Hallelujah. See, in our natural sense, our taste, our touch, our see, our hearing, our smell, the Bible says we can't comprehend God. We can't understand his fullness. And yet, in the spirit, I want somebody to say that, but yet in the spirit, hallelujah, we're given eyes to see the invisible. We're given ears to hear the inaudible. Let me go a little bit deeper. We have been given a mind to conceive the inconceivable. Yes, but it has to be done in the spirit realm. So being in that intimate place with God, he enlightened the eyes of our understanding. He give us our dull ears. He cleaned them. He whacked they with wax in them. He pulled the wax out. He'll wipe our eyes so that we can see clearly. See, God got all of that going on. And so what we're looking for has already been made available. Oh, yes. What we're looking for is inside of us. So we're looking outside. What should I do next? We're looking outside. Where should I go next? We're looking outside. But God is saying today for you to look inside. God is saying fulfillment is in you. He said, because I'm going to dwell in that unclean, in that clean, because I won't dwell in an unclean temple. But see, when you go to that intimate place and you dwell there, oh, my God. You don't have to worry about intruders. You don't have to worry about someone lying on you. You don't have to worry about the haters. There's no worries. You know how when you call and you get someone on the phone and they say, no worries, no worries. I say to you, no worries today. No worries. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. I'm going to read the second chapter, and I'm going to read verse 10. I already read 9. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for your presence. And the Bible says, but we know these things because God has revealed them to us by his spirit. And his spirit searches out everything and show us even God's deep secret. You didn't know that, did you? Did you know God will show us his deep secret only in that intimate place, behind the veil, in the holies of holies? See, no longer on the outer courts. You want to come in to the inner courts, and then you want to go closer. I mean, you just want to be closer. And the closer you get, the more you know about God, because he's a spirit. And the Bible says that we must worship him in spirit and in truth. Let your spirit worship God. Let your spirit Shabbat God. Let your spirit leap. Time out for being out of time. Let me say that again. It's time out for being out of time. We need to be in time and spend time with God. So you feel like you're lonely. You're never alone. God is right there. You don't talk to him. He's waiting there saying, what am I here for? Because we don't talk to him. And then when we do talk to him, we don't wait for his answer. Okay, I'm not talking about you. But listen, it is only in moving out of our soulish realm into the spirit realm that we can enter into the fullness of intimacy with God. So you got to forget about you. You got to dance like David danced, and, you know, he danced and he took his clothes off, and I'm sure he probably was all alone with God. But he gave them all. So it's time to go into that deep realm, that deep region of your heart, so you can tap into the spirit where all your complaints will be tossed out of the window. All of your ailments will flee. Hallelujah. We are to touch in that very intimate place, the heart of God. See, into the vastness of God. It is rare when you go in and you are in their intimacy of God just overflowing you inward. You hear his voice. You know his voice. Have God ever sang a song to you? God will sing a song to you. He'll reveal the secret things. He'll reveal his deep secrets to you. I'm trying to take you in to the holies of holies, where you can understand that God is fighting for you. But we need to hear. And in order to hear, we need to stop talking. Hallelujah. You know, you say you can't hear God. Well, I guess not. Because in his secret place, your mom ever told you that? That means let the aroma of silence take over the room. Let the stirring of your soul get coarse. Glory to God. See, God is waiting for you to run to him. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner is not enough. You say, I'm going to run to him every time I eat. That's fine. But if you just dwell there, if you abide there, you will not be self-righteous. You'll be humbled. You'll be humbled that God accepted you into his abode. And you'll stay hidden behind the cross. The world around us is a world of outer relationships. So we make friends. We achieve success. We have appointments, and we face disappointments. That's just how the day could go. But our inward heart, our inward spirit, it's another matter. See, when we look with our heart or with our spirit, God become visible. And he will begin to reveal himself to those who seek him out. Are you seeking him out? Or are you trying to figure it out? Come on now. I'm trying to find out. Because sometimes we be trying to figure it out, and opposed to, instead of letting God work it out. Sometimes we face appointments so God can be God. Amen? We go through things the closer you get to God. So we can't be lukewarm. We can't afford to be hot and cold, or cold or hot. We just got to be hot on fire. Stay that way. Now, being on fire for God will bring you balance. You're not overthetop.com. You're cool and you're collective. See, when Jesus came into the room, he didn't jump up to be seen or heard. He discerned the atmosphere. He was a quiet storm. God see. Listen, God see you as a precious treasure. How do you see yourself? You are made in his image. I want you to get this. You're made in God's likeness. See, the Bible says he made him male and female. He made them. And God was happy. Man was his pleasure, his treasure, his jewel. He was happy. So God see you as a treasure. And guess what else? And he longed to have a close relationship with us. You know how you want a close relationship with maybe your friend, your spouse, your children? That's what God wants. And he wants to come first because he's second to none. So he longs for this close relationship with us. You know, he said, pray without ceasing. That don't mean always walking around, sha-ta-da-ba-ko. That don't mean that. That means be prayerful all day. You can still function. You still have the unction to function. I don't care what they told, what they lied on, talked about you. That don't matter. It doesn't matter. So we throw that out the window. Because we're precious to God. And we have an assignment to do. And we have a job to do. And there are souls connected to our obedience. Oh, yes. We're all assigned to people to bring them into the fold. to water them and nurture them, and God will give the increase. Don't let your assignments be aborted. Don't self-destruct. Just go into the intimate place with God. Yes, get your area of the house. You know, I know we all seen the prayer room. And she had a room. And she put her petitions up there. She put her requests. She put her declarations, her affirmations, her decrees. It was all in her prayer room. So that was her space. Get you a space. The set apart, sanctified for the master's use. He will show up. More than anything, God wants us to have that intimate love relationship and friendship with him. Because he even said in his word, I call you friend. You can't call everyone friend. But God want to be able to call each and every one of us friend. God want us to spend time with him and intimacy in our communication with him. And so much to the point that we enjoy the fellowship with him. It's not a chore. No. It's not a chore. It's a joy. It is a joy to be able to get away from everything and everybody and get into his presence. And then you can unload. And guess what happened? Now you're empty. And God can do an upload when you're at the right IP address, that intimate place. Whew. That's real soul food. You know, that's the soul food that we're missing. I don't make promises, but I'll promise you that if you go to that intimacy and that intimate place with God, you will not regret it. You'll be thinking different. You'll feel different. You'll talk different. You won't be intimidated. And you'll speak up when it's time to speak up. God wants us to spend time with him. He wants us to enjoy our time with him, our fellowship. And he trusts that we will follow him after we've spent that time with him. Because guess what? When you spend time with him, and he give you a download or an upload, those are instructions. Those are those secret things, the deep secrets that God will put in mankind to do his work. He has done everything that he had promised us. He's not coming back to do it again. According to your faith, be it unto you. Get out of that bed. Get out of that chair. Run to that intimate place. Get on your face. Get on your knees. Hallelujah, Lord, thank you. See, God wants us to search ourselves. Anything in me, God, that shouldn't be, Lord, please take it out and strengthen me. Just say that. See, when we acknowledge our sin to God, he's faithful and he's just to forgive us. But must we continue in sin that God's grace abound? No, God forbid. So we turn. And it's not so much of turning from sin. It's more so acknowledging that you fall short of the glory. Acknowledging that. See, we always want to pass the buck. We want to accuse I'll say it like this. We don't want to be accountable for our shortcomings. So we'll say, well, if so-and-so had a did this, I could have did what you asked. If so-and-so didn't do that, I could have done what you asked. So much of our time, we're dealing with things that doesn't really matter. Dealing with things that weigh you down, things that tear you down. Dealing with people that drain you. Dealing with situations that's not your battle. Straight from heaven. Hallelujah. Time with the Lord in these times. Guess what it does? It will gear us into that place, that secret place. See, you know, music and it stirs up the soul. When you put music on, your soul gets stirred up. Some get stirred up emotionally. But most believers, your soul gets stirred up. And preaching is made to inspire the soul. Reading, it challenged the soul. But the Lord says, those who worship me must worship me in spirit. It's a difference. See, our soul is being called into obedience. Obedience to what? To our spirit. I'll say it again. Our soul is being called into obedience to our spirit by the calling of the Holy Spirit. See, the carnal mind or the carnal church is being called into glory. I'm trying to make a point. It is a joy to Jesus when we make time to walk more intimately with him. See, when we make time and we put him as the head of our life, we let him make our schedule. And we have him on the schedule. We don't just in the morning, this is the day the Lord has made. No, we marinate in his presence all day long. And that don't mean you got to be all deep and not have fun. No, that means that you live this life with joy. Because you are in the intimate place. And you're bearing fruit. See, the bearing of fruit is shown in the scripture. What does that mean when I bear fruit? It means that it's a visible result of my intimacy, my intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Because see, when you are in an intimate place with God, you're going to bear fruit. You're going to bear fruit. You're not going to eat all the fruit. You're going to bear it. You're going to sow into someone else. And then you're going to sow into another person. And then your life is filled with sowing, 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 sowing. That's what you do. Because God said, I'll give seed to the sower. I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness. That's the scripture too, of knowing Jesus. My Lord, see, for his sake, I've lost all. I've given up all for him because I understand that this is not my home. I was talking to my sister earlier, and we were talking about we were talking about how we live this life, and you finish your course, and God got laid up for each and every one of us a crown of righteousness. What kind of crown are you going to wear? Because he got crowns for us. And then you're not going to never die. You're not going to never cry. Isn't that awesome? You're just going to be alive. No more pain. All gain. No more suffering. Okay, let's just talk about a couple things and before we get off the line. What is intimacy? When you hear that, what do you think? I mean, I once was told that intimacy could best be described as intimacy. I want you to get it. Intimacy. It's allowing God to look into our hearts and God allow us to look into his. Oh. The deep and secret things of God. I just want you to know how important it is to be revived from that dehydrated state, to be revived from that dysfunctional environment, to be revived in God's presence. Can you imagine that you're looking into the very heart of God and seeing what he sees? See, in intimacy, we become one with the Spirit. And then our desires begin to match that of our Creator. Is that too deep for you? Let this mind that's in Christ Jesus be in you. It's possible. It's possible. Man, I'm just hearing a song. Is it possible for a, I'm not going to go there. The call of the Spirit is to know me, says the Lord. God is a spirit, and he wants us to worship him in spirit. And when we worship him in spirit, spirit connects. You ever seen somebody say, our spirit connects? God wants your spirit to connect with him. See, this is an eternal life sermon, teaching, whatever you want to call it, that you may know that you and the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent to develop intimacy with mankind so that we can have eternal life. There's so much more. There's so much more to God. The Bible says in John 17:3, this is eternal life, that you may know him. So what's eternal life? That you may know him. The only true God, that you may know Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. So how do you get to know him? When you want to know somebody, what do? You spend time with them. You go visit them. You spend time with them. And then Daniel said, but the people that do know that God shall be strong and do mighty exploits. He's strong. He's everything that you're looking for. He'll be a leaning post. He's a battle axe. He'll fight for you. You know, I was joking with my mom today, And my great niece would always, she'd come up to an elder and she'd say, "You want to fight?" She's three, she's four. "You want to fight?" And so I heard my mom say that today to elder. "You want to fight?" But I say to you today, if you want to fight, God will fight for you. God will work it out. Let your mind be at peace, because God got you, and he's strong, and he'll do mighty exploits for you. If you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. The fight is on. That we might know the Lord, let us press on to know him. Let us press on to forget about ourselves. Let us press on to do what God called us to do. Let us forget about the past and press on to the future. Let us respond to his voice. Then he'll respond to us as a new arrival. The Bible says, as surely as the arrival of dawn, or the coming of rain in the early spring. See, God is doing a new thing, and he's trying to do it in you. It starts within. So I say, Lord, teach me your ways so I may know you and continue in your favor. Yes, teach me your ways so I'll know you. Teach me, God. And then I can continue in your favor, because I understand that I'm in his favor. You're in his favor. Exodus 33 and 13. If you didn't know, jot it down. Exodus 33 and 13. So that we may know and believe and understand that he is. Hallelujah. He is all that we need. He is all that we need. Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get a hallelujah, somebody? We need a hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, my time is up, but I'm excited because I do know that if you're going to hang with us, you're going to understand God's ways. You're going to know the deep things. You're going to know the battle, how to take a battle and turn it around. You can also know the bait of Satan. See, Satan got baits, and he used the same old bait. He don't use nothing new. He used the same old thing. Amen, amen. Glory to God. I just want to make a brief announcement. We will be having a new broadcast coming on this for the year of 2022. Hallelujah. We have Minister Evangelist Tammy Weatherspoon. She'll be coming on Fridays. Every other Friday. Come on, you got to catch it. It's going to be an awesome program. And then we also have Evangelist Audrey Milton, she's coming on. We have Evangelist Hardaway, Monica Hardaway. She's coming on. And there's a lineup, new programs that's coming on the air. We are having our conference the second week in March. So put it on your calendar, lock it in, save the date. We're going to be at the place. We're going in, and we're going to be doing the Tabernacles, that secret place of the Most High. It's a prayer conference. So I want you to save the dates so that we can all go in together. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to do something today, and I'm just going to open up the lines. If anyone have anything that you would like to say, I'm going to give you an opportunity to do so. And I pray that you're not afraid to open up your mouth today. Glory to God. The lines are open. If there's anyone that would like to make a comment, I'm going to give you some time to do so. Will there be one?
Yes, Brother Dave, I just want to say each bit of the word helps me to spiritually mature, and that is my primary objective. And being able to put aside that which is of the past that may have held me back or held me down and now move forward. And I just thank you for allowing the Holy Spirit to guide you, to teach us and mature us as we walk the walk and become more able to talk. To, as we talk the talk, we can actually walk the walk. So I just want to say thank you for Pastor Teresa for giving us guidance and direction. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Dave, for just coming forth. And just know that we love you, Elder and I, and we certainly appreciate you. And I just see so much that God is getting ready to do with the four men, about men. I've been spreading the word, and we're looking for an awesome move of God. Just thank you for allowing God to use you.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Will there be anyone else? Not all at one time. I know I usually don't open the boards up, but if you're on the line and you want to go into that intimate place with God, I want to encourage you. This is your moment.
Hello, prophets.
Amen.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello, this is Evangelist Monica Hardaway. I just wanted to thank you, Prophetess, for that word to remind us how important the intimacy is with God and that we have to continue to keep pressing through and praying and praise and worship and just giving God the glory all the time to allow us to get that intimacy with him. To get the intimacy, we have to take our time with him. And so I want to thank you for reminding us that that's the only way that we can develop that special time with him and allow him to use us and lead and guide us through our trials and tribulations and just anything that you're going through, he will let you know that he's there. He never leaves us or forsakes us. He's always there. So I just want to thank you for that word today. It was very inspiring and uplifting to me.
Amen. It's always good to hear your voice. And it's always good to, you know, whenever you speak, I hear you singing. And I don't want to put you on the spot. But she has this song that she sings, and it just goes straight to heaven, and I just love it. So I don't know if you're in a place where you could hit a couple of notes for us.
I'll try to. I haven't sung it in a while. So,
my God will comfort you, my God. Will comfort you. Yes. In all your troubles, he will guide you. My God will comfort you. My God will comfort you.
God will always comfort us through the trials and tribulations that we face. Amen.
Yes, he will. And guess what? That's an original. Glory to God. God will comfort us in this, especially in that secret place.
Yes,
anytime
Lord.
You need him, he'll comfort you. Just run to that place and let him comfort you. Thank you, Evangelist.
You're welcome.
Is there anyone else? Amen. I see all these people on the board. No one else. You might as well get a piece of this blessing. How about you, Elder? I'm not going to put him on the spot. But anyway, we praise God for everyone that's on the line. And we pray that you receive today. We pray that you know that God will comfort you. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. He'll direct you. And he will make every crooked way straight for you. Just stay into his presence. Always talk to him. Always lean on him. Always trust him. Always, always wait for his voice so he can speak to you. And then you won't go wrong. You just will not go wrong. So with that being said, I just want to thank everyone. I'm going to mute the lines off if there's no one else. Amen. I muted myself out. Glory to God. I muted everybody out, even me. But anyway, I just want to encourage everyone to stay close to God, invite somebody to come on the air to these new programs so that not only you growing, but you have someone else going along with you. With that being said, if you want to sow into the ministry, you can go to giveify.com and you can put in Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters, and you're able to sow into the ministry. If you would like to be part of the ministry, you can give us a call at area code 313-583-9739, and we'll be more than happy to connect with you. Again, stay in faith, stay in God, and stay in his presence. Amen. So we say God bless you. Have a supernatural rest of the week. And know that we're here Sundays at 12:30 for now. And until our schedule change, we'll keep you posted. So we love you. We love you. God love you more. Run to the rock. We say blessings to everyone that's on the line. Don't wait till tomorrow. What you can do today. Amen. God bless everyone.